Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIE News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. School's out for the summer, and that means WVIA's PA School Report Card is out too. WVIA education reporter Sarah Hofius-Hall has spent weeks putting the analysis together, and she's here now to tell us what she found. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. So let's start with some behind the scenes. Talk a little bit about the weeks that it's taken to put this together. How does the PA School Report Card happen?
A lot of spreadsheets, a lot of analysis, really taking those numbers, but finding out what the story is behind those numbers and kind of doing my own calculations and figuring out, okay, where do I go from here? What schools do I want to visit? Who do I want to talk to?
Mm-hmm. And so the story behind the numbers this year became about literacy. Can you talk about why that happened?
I looked at, so it's the 2025 standardized test scores, you know, PSSAs, mm-hmm. and I compared those to the 2019 numbers. And that was the last full school year before the COVID-19 pandemic. And we all have heard about learning loss and really how, you know, students, the virtual education just really didn't work for them. Mm-hmm. So they fell behind. And so schools have spent, you know, the last, what is it, 6 years now, 5 years?
Crazy,
you know,
yes.
Yeah, trying to catch up, and they are still not there for the most part. So out of the 500 school districts in Pennsylvania, about a third of them have reached or exceeded their math scores from 2019. But out of the 500, only four school districts met or exceeded their English language arts scores. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to take this report card and focus on literacy.
Mm-hmm. And so that led you to interviews at a few schools and analyzing that data. What did you find?
I actually spent time in rural Columbia County in the Benton Area School District. One teacher said that Benton is the best kept secret in Columbia County. And I loved my time that I spent there and what I got to see. So their math scores, or their English language arts scores, only went down by about 2% compared to 2019, okay. Which is actually great. And other districts have really struggled, but they've been able to pretty much maintain that level. So I got to see what the teachers are doing.
What are they doing that's working so well?
They have very small class sizes. Mm-hmm. They average about 15 kids per class, which really helps. And they have this great community feel there, and they're really able to devote time to their students. They have one teacher who is piloting a new curriculum. I got to spend time in her classroom, and the students were really engaged.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the struggles that schools have had, and there's a new state mandated reading curriculum out. So how has that helped them?
Governor Josh Shapiro, in the 25-26 budget, he signed legislation that requires school districts to maybe change the way that they have been teaching reading. Mm-hmm. So they have to go to this evidence-based curriculum, and it's up to them to figure out exactly what they want to do. But it follows the science of reading. So that's the science of reading looks at decades of research on how students actually learn how to read. And then, you know, the students then focus more on specific letter sounds and how those sounds come together. And teachers say that this way really does work.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the numbers only tell part of the story. Really quickly, before we finish up, what do the teachers that you've spoken with think of the state of education here in Pennsylvania?
They're hopeful. You know, the scores are starting to come up. And, you know, they're very excited to see where the science of reading takes them. Because as one superintendent put it to me, you can't learn. You can't do anything else unless you can read first.
Okay. Well, Sarah, we look forward to even more reporting on this and more of your excellent education reporting. Thank you so much for being here and for all of your hard work on the PA School Report Card.
Thank you.